Books and Arts.
Book Review. New Japanese Fiction. Slightly Off. Revenge, 11 Dark Tales by Yoko Ogawa.
An elderly man who curates a museum of torture. A landlady who grows carrots shaped like hands. A woman who buys a birthday cake for her dead son. The odd stories of Yoko Ogawa, a Japanese author, erupt into the ordinary world as if from the unconscious or the grave. Revenge, the latest collection to be translated into English, offers a short and haunting introduction to her work. Nameless narrators describe strange and often shocking encounters in cool, almost ordinary language. The characters suffocate, are stabbed to death, die crushed by the detritus of the world. Ms. Ogawa has said her work is influenced by Haruki Murakami's magical realist style. There are fantastic flashes, such as a woman born with a heart outside her body. Yet the overall effect is more David Lynch, the rot that lurks beneath the surface of the world. Ms. Ogawa has written more than 20 books and won every big literary prize in Japan. The English translation of her novel The Housekeeper and the Professor in 2009 brought her attention and success in America. Publishers, keen to spot the next Murakami, have now released 4 of her books in English. Her translator, Stephen Snyder, describes her work as remarkably diverse. Her novels range from tender to sadomasochistic. Her stories are more straightforwardly disturbing. This weird, otherworldly quality is deeply Japanese, says Mr. Snyder. It is in part a reaction to the glassy perfection of this self-conscious society. Ms. Ogawa's fiction considers what is out of place. She is less concerned with brutality than with loss and absence. Yet there is a steadying effect in her stories through repeating motifs, a classic technique of Japanese poetry. Rotting food and body parts recur. Actors in one story reappear obliquely in others. The result is a spectral connectedness. Ms. Ogawa understands the consolations of order within apparent randomness. One story describes a dying man's cluttered house. I quote, "As I studied the mass more closely, I began to feel that it was not the product of random accumulation, but that it actually had a coherent form, all its own."